Introduction. You finally realize that you need a good opt-in list. After reading countless articles and sought expert advices and have read many success stories of people creating a small fortune with opt-in lists, you finally decide to have one of your own. Then it happens, you think you have known everything there is to know about opt-in lists and have followed their advices to the T, and you still weren't able to make a profit. In fact, you may be losing money. You may be hiring writers to help you out, or there are some expenses incurred. Even if you have a big list, but only a very small percentage actually buys from you, you're still losing profit. You'll realize that after a few months when you see your statistics and sales figures. So what could have gone wrong? Why have others succeeded where you have failed? The most common mistake is that you dived straight right in. You chose a topic where you think could be quite popular and would earn you money. This just not the case. Just because you wrote people from the list doesn't mean they are going to buy instantly. Here I will offer more advice. For those who have started an opt-in list and have failed, you can rejuvenate your failed venture. For those who are starting, here are three quick and easy ways to build a profitable opt-in list. 1. Get your customers to trust you and your products first. Just launching your opt-in list would not make you an expert and a believable seller. Put many articles first before you start an opt-in list. Write about the topic you know and have started and used for your site. Try to put forums first to gain knowledge about your customers, about their wants and needs, and target those wants and needs. Join forums from other sites as well. Provide expert advices and recommendations. When you feel that people trust you already, you will be able to start your own opt-in list. You can build a base as well with other forum users. You can ask them to join your list. Friends are always good customers. Put up a link to your site so that they may be able to see what your business is all about. The certain truth is, the money will only come in when the consumers and subscribers believe and trust in you. They want a product or service that could be a good exchange for their money. People are not going to buy something out of your recommendation if they don't know you. 2. Find a product or service that people want and need. Although it may not be your forte, if you provide a service and product that you have researched and learned about well, you can carry it on forward. Invest your time, effort and money that you could sell as well as the buyers or subscribers of your opt-in list can use. While it is true that it is best to sell something that you have interest in, there are not many people who have the same interest as you if you decide to sell something that is not entirely popular or profitable. Do your research well and you would see the profits come in. Also provide your subscribers with promotional material that they could actually use and spread around. 3. Make friends with other opt-in list users. This is basically beneficial, especially if it is someone who has already launched a successful opt-in list. These are people that have the experience in this venture, and experience is still the best teacher. While there are many articles available for you in the internet to use, there is nothing like getting a first-hand account from someone you trust. Experienced opt-in list users will be able to tell you what to do and what not to do because they have gone through it. While different situations occur for different people, the general concept can still be very helpful. There are many things to avoid, and these people will be able to tell you which ones. Building a profitable opt-in list don't just happen overnight. There are many preparations and effort to do. Opt-in lists are built from scratch. As your list grows, you should also maintain the quality of your list. Keep it organized and manageable. Get or hire help if need be. Just make sure that your subscribers are happy and satisfied and they will be willing to buy from you. 4 crucial things you need to do to build your list. Online marketing may have developed a sudden surge these past few years, but many in the know-how have felt its rise even from way then. As more internet-based businesses are put up, the need to develop new marketing skills and knowledge based on this new medium have arisen. More and more marketing strategies are being discovered and developed to cope with the changing face of business, the business world. The demand for online marketing tips and strategies have drastically grown, and a new form of business has been born: internet marketing strategies. While there are companies that are all too eager to help your site and business build a clientele for a fee, there are also many ways that can spread the word about your site's subsistence in a more cost-free way. One of this is opt-in email marketing, also known as permission marketing. Opt-in marketing requires the permission of a willing customer to subscribe to your marketing materials, materials that take form in newsletters, catalogs and promotional mailings via email. The more opt-in marketing mail is sent, the more chances there is to bag sales and more sales. To do this, you must build a list of all those who wants to subscribe to your opt-in marketing list. From your list, you will get your targeted customer. This is a good list since they already have shown interest in what you have to show and sell, since they have willingly signed in for your list. These are the people who have liked what they have seen in your site and have decided they want to see more and maybe even purchase whatever product or service your company and site has to offer. Many people would think that building their lists would take hard work and a lot of time to build and collect names and addresses. This is not so. It takes a bit of patience and some strategies, but in doing this list, you open your site and your business to a whole new world of target market. Take the effort to take your business to a new level. If traffic increase and good profits are what you want, an opt-in list will do wonders for your business venture. There are many sources and articles in the internet available for everyone to read and follow in building a list. Sometimes they may be confusing because there are so many and they're different ways. Different groups of people would have different approaches in building an opt-in list, but no matter how diverse many methods are, there are always some crucial things to do to build your list. Here are four of them. 1. Put up a good web form in your site that immediately follows the end of your content. While some may say this is too soon to subscribe for a website visitor's application, try to remember that your homepage should provide a quick good impression. If somehow a website visitor finds something that he or she doesn't like and turns them off, they may just forget about signing up. A good web form for subscribing to an opt-in list is not hard to do. Just write a simple short statement about how they would like to see more and get updated about the site. Then there should be an area where they could put in their names and email address. This web form will automatically save and send you the data as inputted. As more people sign in, your list will be growing. 2. As mentioned in the first tip, make your homepage very, very impressive. You need to have well-written articles and descriptions of your site. Depending on what your site is all about, you need to capture your website visitors' fancy. Make your site useful and very easy to use. Do not expect everyone to be tech savvy. Invest in having good programming on your site. Make your graphics beautiful, but don't overdo it. Don't waste your time making the homepage too overly large megabyte-wise. Not all people have dedicated T1 connections. The faster your site gets loaded, the better. Go for a look that borders between simplicity and sophisticated knowledge. 3. Provide good service and products. A return customer is more likely to bring in more business. Even then and now, a satisfied customer will recommend a business always. Word of mouth and recommendations alone can rake in more business than an expensive ad. As your clientele roster grows, so shall your list. With more members on the list, the more people will get to know about what you have new to offer. 4. Keep a clean and private list. Never lose the trust your customers have entrusted you. If you provide emails to others and they get spammed, many will probably unsubscribe to you. Remember, a good reputation will drive in more traffic and subscribers as well as strengthen the loyalty of your customers. 4 ways to get your opt-in subscribers to trust you quickly. While the rest of the world have developed many barriers and protections to keep their email accounts spam-free, there are also those that subscribe to mails that promotes their products, services and their site. This is mainly because these subscribers want to know more about what these sites are offering and can be beneficial for them. They expect to be kept posted on what they are interested in and what are new in the market or field they have chosen. Businesses would be so lucky to have these kinds of customers. The basic element needed to get these types of people is trust. When your customers trust you, they will reward you with their loyalty. Many internet users have gone to great lengths in protecting their email accounts from spam mail. Some free mail internet providers and internet service providers offer spam protection, while there are also some internet-based companies that screen your mails for you. With an opt-in mail list, the mails you send containing your promotional materials such as newsletters, catalogs and marketing media will go through. Your intended recipient will be able to read and view what you have sent, making it a successful transfer of information. To be able to be allowed to do so, you will need permission from your recipient. To get this permission, you need to be able to get their trust. With the great lack of disregard for privacy in the internet, getting the trust of an internet user you don't personally know is a big achievement. To build a good opt-in list, you need people to trust you. For a faster and quicker build-up, you need to get your opt-in subscribers to trust you quickly. The faster you build your opt-in list, the faster word about your site and company gets to be spread. The bigger the scope of your opt-in list, the more traffic you get, spelling more profits. It's easy math if you think about it. Getting the numbers is not that simple though, or maybe it is? Getting the trust of your clientele shouldn't be so hard, especially if you do have a legitimate business. Getting your customers' trust should be based upon your expertise. People rely on other people who know what they are talking about. Garner all the knowledge and information about your business. Frankly, if you decide to go into a business, most probably you have an interest in it. Like how many basketball players become coaches, you don't really venture into something you don't have any interest in. Show your clients that you know what you are talking about. Provide them with helpful hints and guidelines that pertain to what you are selling. Talk about how to install a roof if you're into hardware products, or provide articles on insurance settlements if you're a settlement lawyer. You don't have to be a big corporation to make use of an opt-in list. If your customers see you as someone who knows what he is doing and saying, they will trust you quickly. Be true to your customers. If you want to hype up your products and services, provide guarantees. The more satisfied customers you get, the bigger probability there is that they will recommend you. Generally, people will trust someone they know. When that someone recommends you, then you're a shoo-in. They will go to your site and check it for themselves and be given a chance to experience what the others have experienced from you, so make sure to be consistent in the service you provide. Another tip in getting a customer to trust you quickly is to provide them an escape hatch. Show them that you are not there to trap them. Keep a clean list that would enable them to unsubscribe anytime they want. Elaborate your web form by providing information on how to unsubscribe from the list. Guarantee them that they can let go of the service whenever they want to. Many are wary that they may be stuck for life and would have to abandon their email accounts when they get pestered with spam. Remember that when you get the trust of your clients, don't lose that trust. Because if you do anything with their email addresses, like sell them or give them out, you will lose many members of your list as well as potential members. The true quickest way to gain the trust of your subscribers is when you are recommended by someone they trust. How to build a list of eager subscribers. Every online business provides great service to generate satisfaction among their customers. As each and every customer receives satisfaction over their products or the services they get, there is a great chance that they will become a return customer and buy again. Better yet, they will recommend you to other people that could generate more business for you and your site. As more traffic is driven to your site, you can entice many of them to subscribe to your mailing list or opt-in list. This is a list wherein website visitors agree to be sent promotional materials such as newsletters, catalogs and such that could keep them updated about your site or the niche of your site. These promotional materials are sent via email to the members of the list in different time intervals. When using email as the media of your marketing and advertisements, you eliminate the need for high costs. Email is free, and if you can manage to make your own promotional advertisements, you can also save a bundle there. With an opt-in subscribers list, you are pretty sure that what you are sending out is received, viewed and read by the subscribers and not simply being deleted. They have signed up for service and have consented in receiving it. This means that there are constant reminders to your subscribers about all your products, new products and services, as well as any promotions and special deals you are having. There is also the chance that they can be forwarded to other potential customers as they tell their friends and families about you and your site. Of course, you should be also aware that a subscriber may unsubscribe when they feel that they are not getting what they want or expected. Make sure that they are satisfied with your opt-in marketing strategies and keep them excited in receiving your newsletters and catalogs. Here are some tips that can help you build a list of eager subscribers. Make your promotional materials interesting and fun. Try to use a little creativity but not too over-artsy. Build around what your product or service is about. For example, if you are selling car parts, put some pictures of what is new in the auto parts world, a new wing door possibly that can fit any car, and make it look like a Lamborghini. Try to research what people are looking for. This way, you stay one step ahead of them all the time and you will be their bearer of new tidings. They will be eager to receive what you are sending them because they know you always have fresh and new things to share with them. Write good articles that can be very informational but light at the same time. If your subscribers enjoy your articles, they will go to your site by clicking the links that you will be putting on your newsletter to read some more. You can provide articles that can connect to many people. Be diverse in your articles. Put something humorous, then put something informational, then put something that has both. Are you wary about this because you don't like writing? No problem. There are many professional and experienced article writers that can do the job for you for minimal fees. They know what they are doing and can provide the need that you have for your newsletters. The money that you pay for your articles are going to be met by the many signups and the potential profit from the sales that you will get. Create and send an ebook to your customers about anything that is related to your business or site. Use your knowledge and expertise in the field you have chosen to help other people who are similarly interested. Offer this ebook for free. You can write about anything informational and helpful to your subscribers. For example, you can do manuals and guides in so many things. This ebook could be used as a reference for many people. Share this ebook with everyone, even other sites, Just make sure that they don't change the links in the ebook that will lead people to your site. If you want, you can always get some people to write it for you just like your articles. Your investment once again will be covered by the great marketing this will generate. Add e-coupons in your newsletters that will help them avail to special discounts. Put a control number in your e-coupon so that they can only be used once. When people get discounts that can be found in your newsletters, they will be eager to receive your newsletter in anticipation of what you are promoting next. If your subscribers can get benefits from your newsletters, they will be very eager to receive them. Just don't flood your mailing list with mail so that you don't annoy your subscribers. How to grab your readers' attention with your subject. The race for supremacy in the internet-based businesses has been really heating up, and many sites have been put up to help others to get ahead for a small fee. But there are also ways in which you don't have to pay so much to make yourself a good list of loyal followers. Having a satisfied web traffic and visitors allows you to put up a foundation wherein you can build an opt-in list and make it grow from there. An opt-in list allows you to provide newsletters to your subscribers with their consent. When people sign up, they know that they will be receiving updates and news from your site and the industry you represent via an email. But that doesn't mean that all of those who subscribe read them at all. Many lists have been built due to an attachment with free software or for a promotional discount and such. Some are not really interested in receiving emails from companies and just treat them as waste of cyberspace and delete or trash them without so much as opening the email and scanning them. You can change all that. While forwarding an email message is relatively after producing your newsletter, getting people to open them is not as easy. You don't want to waste all the time and effort used in making the newsletters. You want people to read them and have their interests piqued. Interested enough to go to your website and look around and most especially purchase and acquire your products or services. One of the numerous ways you can tempt or persuade your subscriber is by providing a well-thought-out and well-written subject. The subject of an email is what is often referred to when a person or a recipient of an email decides whether he or she wants to open or read an email. The subject could easily be regarded as one of the most important aspects of your promotional email. Your subject must be short and concise. They should provide a summary for the content of the email so that the recipient will have basic knowledge of the content. This is really vital in grabbing the attention of your readers and subscribers. You want your subject to instantly grab the attention of your subscriber and get them to be intrigued to open up your mail. Remember, it is not necessarily true that a subscriber opens up subscribe mails. A good subject must always be tickling the curiosity of your recipient. It must literally force the recipient to open the mail. A certain emotion must be ignited and get them to open the mail. It is essential to use specific words to get the reaction you need. Keep in mind that the recipient or subscriber spends only a few seconds looking over each subject of the emails he receives. You must grab your reader's attention right away. There are many forms you can use for your subject. You can provide a subject that says your email contains content that teaches them tips and methods on certain topics. An example of this is using keywords and keyword phrases such as how to, tips, guides to, methods in, and others like that. You can also put your subject in a question form. These may include questions like, are you sick and tired of your job? Or is your boss always on your case? Try to stay on the topic that pertains to your site so that you'll know that your subscribers have signed up because they are interested in that topic. This form of subject is very effective because they reach out to your recipient's emotions. When they have read the question on your subject, their mind starts answering the question already. You can also use a subject that commands your reader. Statements such as act now and get this once in a lifetime opportunity, or double, triple and even quadruple what you are earning in 1 year. This type of subject deals with the benefits your company provides with your product and services. You may also use breaking news as your subject to intrigue your subscriber. For example, if you deal with car engine parts, you can write in your subject, announcing the new engine that uses no gasoline, it runs on water. This creates curiosity with the reader and will lead them to open the mail and read on. How to get your subscribers begging for more. Just as an experiment, a friend of mine subscribed to 10 different opt-in email marketing lists to see which ones are effective. Many websites and online businesses have resorted to sending promotional materials to people who have subscribed to them in an effort to boost their sales or traffic. Opt-in email marketing sends newsletters, catalogs, updates and many more promotional materials to website visitors who have agreed to be updated whether monthly, weekly or semi-annually. Through email, an internet user that is on the list will receive their updates through email. If a promotional material piques their interest, they will go to the site to learn more or to purchase outright. For the website operators or owners, this is a chance to remind their list of their existence and parlor their wares. With the numerous sites in the internet that offers the same products or services in one way or the other, the competition can get pretty tight and it is easy to be forgotten. Back to my experimenting friend, he tried to find out which opt-in marketing strategies grabbed a person into begging for more. Some would send in very simple fashion, some would very outlandish, while there are some that would just lie in between. The differences could easily be noticed, and some have gotten the idea of an effective opt-in marketing strategy. He dubbed them effective because he felt like he just couldn't wait to go their site and learn more. The more persuasive ones even got him halfway to reaching for his wallet and to his credit card before he realized this was only for an experiment. Many companies and sites present their promotional materials in a wide variety of concepts. Each has their own distinctive style and designs, but more than the outline and the presentation, the content and the articles are what keeps the attention of your potential customer locked onto your opt-in marketing medium. Creativity is the key here. From talking to many satisfied opt-in list subscribers and forums, I have learned of what is essential in opt-in marketing and what makes the subscribers begging for more instead of lining up to unsubscribe. Keep your promotional materials light, creative, and original. Many people are stressed out as it is. Getting a stuffy business proposal rather than a light-hearted email may just agitate them more. A warm, friendly smile or banter is always more welcome than a serious business meeting or proposal. While you do want your customers to take you and your products and services seriously, you also want to show them that you know how to have fun.